This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Wednesday, December 2nd, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that detours on two major Columbia County arteries are planned for 2016. Bridges on Route 66 outside of Hudson and on Route 9H near Bell's Pond in Livingston will be replaced, according to the New York State Department of Transportation. Route 66 will be closed to northbound traffic at the bridge over Claverick Creek. A detour for northbound cars will be put in place sometime in April and continue until November 2016 at least. Northbound cars will be directed on a 6-mile detour taking Route 23B east to Route 9H and then Route 9H north to Route 66. Southbound traffic into Hudson will not be affected. At nearly the same time, Route 9H will be closed at the bridge over the Taconic Creek west of Spook Rock Road near Hillbrant's Trucking. The bridges were chosen for repair based on their high susceptibility to scour, their small and inadequate openings, and their foundation types. Scouring refers to the damage done to a bridge's substructure by floodwater. Widening the opening strengthens a bridge by allowing more water to flow under it without harming the bridge. Read the full story in the Register Star. Jimmy Vilkind is reporting at Politico New York that Governor Andrew Cuomo said Tuesday, December 1st, he will push for more disclosure and transparency in the coming legislative session, but said he is not going to focus his efforts on creating a full-time legislature because there's, quote, no appetite, unquote, for it among current lawmakers. Cuomo's comments came in the wake of Sheldon Silver's conviction on corruption charges this week, former leader of the Assembly. Cuomo said, quote, the cleaner solution would be, quote, would be a full-time legislature. You get one check, no outside income, period, unquote. Cuomo told reporters after delivering a speech in Harlem. The governor also offered a new assessment of his decision to disband the Moreland Commission to investigate public corruption. Cuomo now says the point of the Moreland Commission was not to investigate, but simply to, quote, spur, unquote, lawmakers and, quote, educate the public, unquote, about ethical blind spots. Cuomo convened the commission in 2013 after lawmakers failed to do anything in response to the arrests of Senators Malcolm Smith and John Sampson on criminal charges. Both men were later convicted. Recently, Sheldon Silver has been convicted, and Republican leader Dean Skelos has also been charged with corruption. At the time, Cuomo said the commission, the Moreland Commission, would conduct a, quote, real follow-the-money investigation, unquote. Read the full story at Politico New York.
Katie Kosajansky, Roger Hannigan-Gilson, and John Mason of Columbia Green Media team up to contact most local politicians for reaction to the latest Albany corruption conviction. Senate leader Dean Skelos, a Republican, was arrested in May, and now Assembly leader Sheldon Silver, a Democrat, has been convicted of corruption charges. With plans for a museum of political corruption in Albany, Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett, Democrat of the 107th, said, and I quote, I also know from firsthand experience the vast majority of my colleagues are in politics for the right reasons and care about their constituents, end quote. State Senator George Armendorf, a Republican representing the 46th district that includes Greene and Schoharie County, said, and I quote, I'm glad that the jury got it right and justice has prevailed. Residents of New York are better off now that Silver has been removed from office, end quote. Greene County Democrat Committee Chair Doreen Davis, recently elected Catskill Town Supervisor, said, and I quote, good government requires complete honesty and transparency. Sadly, on both sides of the aisle in New York, we are showing a distinct lack of that, end quote. You can read that full story in the Windham Journal. Brian Rosie in the Ravenna News Herald reports that Ravenna town officials discussed the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline at their November meeting, with village trustee Keith Mailer reporting that one pipeline will run along the northbound lane of Interstate 87 and another along the southbound lane. Village trustee Bill Bailey said, and I quote, we are also concerned about drainage. The pipelines will be a 20-inch diameter. We want residents to be compensated for changes when the construction requires work access, end quote. The proposed 116-mile pipeline route in New York largely follows the Thruway corridor on a 178-mile path to Linden, New Jersey. The pipeline would handle an estimated 200,000 barrels per day of Bakken crude oil going south and the same amount of refined petroleum products going north. You can read that full story in the Ravenna News Herald.
Today is Wednesday, December 2nd, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a special weather statement. Fog may be locally dense with visibilities less than a half mile at times, created across east central New York and adjacent western New England this morning. Rain is forecast for today with a high near 47, and the rain will continue into the night, mainly before midnight, low around 38 tonight. Thursday, a slight chance of showers before 1 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 45. Thursday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 33. Friday should be mostly sunny with a high near 45 and a low around 31. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, listener-supported, hands-on community radio.